Hello, hello! We're back again, the teenage trio.
Your
Let's go!
favorite.
Nah, this isn't how to speak.
So the thing is, we are meeting after 3 months to record, and we're just like really serious. We're like, oh my god, let's record a really nice episode. And we're like, do you want to be serious? Do you want to be fun? And we're just like here,
like we don't care, man.
We
You
don't
just
care.
wanna
We
think.
start serious,
We
and then
wanna
we'll always
talk.
just like drug jokes.
Yeah, and then Anvi's like, oh, I need to think about a topic on which I can speak. I'm like, Anvi, see, you only need to speak for 2 minutes. The rest, like the uhs and ahs, we can fill with the drug jokes. And then we can always be like, I'm worth it at the end of it. And then just be like, it's fine because self-love. Right. What happened to you?
It's just so. Okay, never mind. So, what are we doing today?
What are we doing today? So, the thing is, everybody knows that high school, any
It's
high
shitty.
school,
It's shitty.
It's shitty.
is shitty is an understatement, man. It's hell. It's worse than hell. It's worse than hell because I'm an atheist. This is basically what I expect hell to be like as an atheist is high school. It's terrible. You're hormonal. You have tons of work to do. You don't have any motivation, so you kind of put it off. And we, being the super wise gurus that we are,
Yes.
have brought you tips and tricks to survive high school.
These are related to your personal life, your academics.
These are based on our experiences that we are going to
Yes.
stick on your
They're
face.
actually just
That's
really
it.
shitty,
Yeah,
like,
these are basically
tips.
just the stuff and the shit we have pulled over the years and stuff we've learned from it. That's what we've put in these chits.
Yeah, and it's like, don't expect it to be really, really helpful.
It's not like life changing. We're not the Wizard Liz, okay? Like, if you want
What
that,
the fuck is
then.
Wizard Liz?
We do not know. She's this one, like. I haven't listened to a lot. I found her on Reels and she does this a lot of, like self-love and like know your worth kind of stuff videos.
Ah.
I haven't actually watched them. A
Liz
lot of,
Moody?
maybe, I don't know. Her username is The Wizard Liz and she's famous for this self-love and like moving on talks.
Acha.
I don't know. I haven't heard her
Okay,
yet,
man.
Pura.
Maybe. This Instagram is full of
Yes. No, but she's like
lifestyle
one of the really
gurus.
popular ones.
Right.
Yes. Apparently,
So.
she's this one person who like changes your mindset about stuff. I'm
Oh my
like,
God.
okay, I'll give you a try.
I'll give you a short
Stop speaking about her. We are just
peasant.
promoting her on our own
Yeah, but like
podcast.
free advertisement,
Free
not loud
advertisement.
here.
No, sorry.
Exactly.
We're not. She's not sponsoring this. This is not sponsored.
Obviously.
Although if you want to, then
Hit
contact
us up.
us.
Also, shout out to this one friend who was ready to sponsor our podcast recordings. He's a fan. He listened to all the episodes.
Wait, what? Who?
You never told us about this.
I mean, I just remembered.
You should
Oh.
communicate.
Wow, man,
Happened like
says who?
a couple weeks
Yeah,
back.
okay, I'm no one to talk about
Right. The only
communication.
person who can diss other people about communicating, like within the three of us in this group, is me.
Yes.
And I exclusively communicate in drug jokes.
Yes.
So like you need to know the level of communication that is happening here is toddler. It's like KG level of communication. We actually need to go to Wizard Liz and be like, help.
Help.
Yeah, well,
Please.
anyways, shout out to Harsh Ghoraawat. Thanks, dude. Huh,
Oh
that's
wait,
it.
I think I know
Oh
this
wait, we
person.
know
Huh.
that
Oh
is.
yeah, we know
He's followed the account.
the Yeah, we know that person. So anyways, there's a lot of dilly-dallying that has gone on. We'll, pick a chit up. I'll pick it up because
Yes,
I
okay,
want
we're
to
gonna
ma life ma
start.
rules. I can obviously spot one of them is mine, so I'm not gonna pick that up.
These
Wow,
are
man.
tips to survive high school. Sponsor brought to you by Teenage.
The three babas. It's great. Stop self what?
Aggrandization.
Aggrandization, both positive
Both.
and negative. What does that mean, sir? Please explain. This is Ayush's, obviously.
Huh, self-aggrandization basically like when you hype yourself in your head too much, negative or positive, it could be like to put it in a statement, it's like, man, nobody gives a shit about me, nobody cares about me, I am all alone, I am suffering all the pain in this world. That's negative. Positive is when I got no problems, I'm the best, I'm the greatest person, everybody else is a shitty ass person. Stop doing
Okay.
that, get out of your head, go out, talk to people,
Basically,
realize
don't be a dick
reality.
about things.
Don't host a pity party and don't think you're the god.
Yes. Ooh,
Stop being
I like
delusional.
that. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Mic
'Cause I'm worth
drop.
it. Anyways, Ayush, please pick
Yeah.
up another treat.
That was good.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's always fair.
I have found myself doing
That's
that.
again mine. Avoid cheap dopamine.
Avoid cheap dopamine.
Explain this.
Ayush coming in with all these psychology.
Yeah, and I'm just here like
fundamentals.
Project
I'm just here like. I'm just like life hacks. Do this.
Just like copy from internet. Yeah, please explain.
Wait, I have one bonus tip that reminds me of. Yeah, maybe yeah. I'll share it when my end. That tip comes on. Okay, yeah.
The cheap dopamine. It's anything. I mean, everything's cheap dopamine that you're doing. Instagram's cheap dopamine.
Or like instant gratification.
Exactly, instant gratification. Of course, you can't avoid that completely, but like lessen it and go out for like real experiences and have genuine fun. Go out more.
Yeah,
take
like
a walk.
Wholesome dopamine. Exactly. Like, you know, go for a walk. Okay. Pet your doggy. Mm-hmm. Meet doggies, get bit by a dog, by the way. Got bit by a dog.
That was, I was there, I was the witness. It was a very eventful day. So this happened when the last time we met to record.
And then I
and then Anuja got bit by a dog. Nothing serious. She's all good now, everyone.
And I can now pretend that my scar is a gunshot.
Now she's even more gangsta than she was before. Yes. So that
I belong to the Italian mafia. Get lost.
Okay, wait, is it my turn to pick a chit now?
Pick this one. Pick this.
No, wait. Cut out extra stuff to study.
Again, that's mine.
Okay, this is Ayush again. Please explain.
Cut out extra stuff to study. I mean, this is a very common thing around exams. People are like, man, these many chapters, this much syllabus, I gotta study it all. Dude, understand the exam. They're gonna ask you a certain pattern of questions. Study according to
that.
Right. It's like basically life hack to reduce and like, cover the syllabus in one night.
Yeah, the thing is that when you sit down to study at one night, you're like, I'm just going to read the entire text really fast. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you're not going to be able to do that. So instead, just read like the important portions really fast, really well.
Right. And maybe read it read it while framing your mind in such a way that you know how
to answer questions based on
so what I feel about this is to know the syllabus beforehand because all of us know we study before like one night before, and so to reduce your stress while doing that, first know your syllabus, and then obviously because a lot of us are given the paper pattern, like
actually,
you know, like you're gonna get these many MCQs, you're gonna get these many 5 markers and all that, and then according to that, if you know the syllabus, you know what to study in detail and what to just, you know, just like look over it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Know your exam before you prepare for it.
Yeah. My chance?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Pick up something fun. Summary sheets will be your anti-kryptonite.
Oh, that is me.
Yes, obviously.
Okay. So this is something I have learned throughout the years of me giving exams is coming from the same point of view, which Ayush stated previously, is you're going to be stressed if you try to cover everything in one night. Mm-hmm. Even if you do, when you are doing this, first of all, do it beforehand.
Yeah,
when
but
you are revising,
you're not gonna do that.
So when you are revising one day before the exam, make summary sheets, as in write the important topics or write the, like, you know, headings. Like, oh, this point has these many points. Just like this heading has these points which can be further elaborated, because you can elaborate if you know the syllabus beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to know the heading so that it's all in your head. Because these will help you like in early morning revision.
Yeah, like subheadings.
Yes, subheadings and all that.
Me in chemistry and psychology.
Yes,
like 2-page summary sheets.
This year, my final exams, the ones I just gave, I did that with most of my subjects, and that has been game changing.
Right.
Mm. Because you can't just flip through the entire book 5 minutes before the exam.
Right.
Yes.
Also waste time. So instead, you just write the subheadings. You have 2 pages. You flip through.
Yeah, just like look through it.
Yeah. Mm. Nice. I like that.
You know what rocks colored lined sheets. You know what else rocks? ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. I know.
Right. So the thing is, your girl doesn't do projects, which these people obviously know. We talked about this. So like I have 15 hours left and I'm like, oh shit, I have a 20-page project due. So what am I going to do, right? So the thing is, the best way you can present your work is to make it cohesive.
Mm.
And not have too many clashing colors or too much distortion, because number one, you don't have time.
Mm.
And number two, it'll look bad. So colored sheets are your best bet, because they're already colored. They're already lined. So you're just basically writing. And then anything that you put, like go for light colored, I would advise. So this is like a straight up really specific thing that I'm talking about, because I purchased them, best purchase of my life.
Mm.
And also ChatGPT. So the thing is that I had this project for economics. Mm. It was on cryptocurrency, right? So the thing is, I had to write not 20 pages on cryptocurrency. I don't know anything about cryptocurrency. So the thing is, I'm like, what is cryptocurrency? ChatGPT, please help. No, ChatGPT was like, okay, yeah, this is what cryptocurrency means. And then it told me. So then once I got the gist going, I quickly was like, okay, I'm going to write on these 12, 13 headings. These are the ones I'm going to focus on. So for every heading, I would be like, the history of cryptocurrency.
Well, I guess you should like elaborate a bit on what's ChatGPT and like how does it function? Because most people don't know how it functions.
It's a language-based AI tool which uses internet as its source and it cites different sources and then, you know, gives you like a piece of text about whatever question you asked. To be fair, any answer it gives you, there is a very high probability that there will be some or the other factual inaccuracy. So if it is a...
I think it's been like what, a month or two since it's been released.
No.
It's been more.
It's been a while. They've been developing it. Yeah. It's been more.
Because what I heard was ki it learns every time you enter some new information.
It does. And the thing, the funniest part about ChatGPT is that the more you talk with it and the more it knows your like communication patterns and you're like, dude, this thing that you said is wrong. It starts arguing with you.
Really?
Yeah, actually it does. And when you like feel you talk to it for like for a fair amount of time, it remembers the past conversations, gives you advice accordingly.
Yeah, and actually I haven't experienced this personally. I saw that like on some MKBHD video that was talking about ChatGPT. It was fun. I would recommend you watch MKBHD's video on ChatGPT and Mr. Who's the Boss. His video on cryptocurrency. Both were very good watches that I came across during this project.
Us giving free advertisement to people.
Yeah, man. Sponsor us, MKBHD.
Like, we're the biggest influencers, God.
Sponsor me.
Wait, this point of yours, I was going to bring up this bonus tip in my chit, this one I wrote, but I will bring it up now because it's related. If you don't want to go through this new AI thing, just like there's so many like research portals and everything where they have research papers, whole like 25-40 page papers.
Yeah, it's easy content.
It's easy content. You can select your stuff from that, so you don't have to, you know, go through 15-20 websites, select matter from that, put it all together, then write it.
Yeah.
Research paper already has it, so you can just select what you want if that is okay.
It's usually a great idea to search like cryptocurrency, all you need to know.
Yes.
So then it gives you like...
I found this one whole portal where there were just like study papers and research papers.
Oh, okay.
And because that is what I did for my economics assignment. I just picked up matter from there.
Right.
You could state
the
website.
Night before.
What is the website?
I don't remember. Maybe I'll put it in the description maybe.
Yes. Okay, yeah. We'll... Cool. Look it up and put it in the description. Yes. Okay, yes, please pick up a chit.
Okay. This is mine. Do not publicize your endgame until you achieve it.
Oh man, that's a good tip. That is a good tip.
This comes from a lot of mistakes I made over the past year specifically. Okay. Do not go around publicizing what your end goal is. Not just related to, you know, academics, career, personal life, anything. Like even if you're trying to, you know, go and have like a solo ice cream plan on the coming Sunday. Not tell people until you've done, because then somehow people are gonna try to, you know, get involved into that or get, you know, sabotage it. Do not do that. This is obviously like a very step down example of it. If, for example, if you're trying to, I don't know, okay, let's be shady here. If you're trying to achieve colonization of Mars, don't go around telling people how you're going to do it and what you're going to do. Do it first and then publicize it. Because people will interrupt you.
Right, so what you're saying, something I've heard that is very similar to that is some like psychological theory. I do not know if it's accurate or not. But apparently... talking about things that you're going to do, as in goals that you want to achieve, with other people, stating them out loud already gives you a dopamine hit, as if you've already achieved that goal, which reduces your motivation to go ahead and do it.
Right.
So I feel like that also adds to the fact that don't even like verbalize your endgame.
Right.
Apart from like not telling it to other people, don't be like looking into the mirror and be like, we will colonize. No, yes. In your head, be like, colonize.
Yes.
You know? Okay. Next shit, man. Let's see. It says, have fun, bitch. Go Sunday hunting. Put up a stall. Ooh. Be an alpha, whatever gender you identify as.
Nice. I like
so,
that.
So, basically, the thing is that you are an extremely unhappy person. You become an unhappy person as you grow up. And as I've become older and unhappier, obviously, I have realized that there is no point to life. Because, obviously.
Okay.
So there is this thing called nihilism. And nihilism is a belief that there is no point to life.
Yes.
So I am a firm believer of nihilism. That there is no point to life. We're just atoms floating around. There is no point. We don't have any purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was feeling really, really shitty about it. Because, you know, that makes you feel aimless. And, you know, you're like wandering around. So I watched some, I was just like on YouTube, like how to do this, how to do that, how to like have purpose in life. So I was, some random video I was watching about stoicism. And it talked about how life not having purpose gives it more purpose. Because then what other people think that you should assign purpose to, or you think you should assign purpose to, like fame, wealth, money, etc., etc., mean nothing. Means that you can just do whatever you want, giddy. And then it has no purpose. So you have fun. And I was like, that resonated with me a lot. So I was like, aim in life, have fun. So that is something that it clicked in my head. For some reason, it clicked really like that day. I was feeling extremely pessimistic and this optimistic thought kind of stuck. And I was so happy that something optimistic came to my mind and I started sobbing. And that really stuck with me. So I feel like I should just, if I have an opportunity to reiterate this to myself and to like, you know, give, like just send out dope vibes into the universe.
Right.
Is that just have fun, man. Have fun. That is the main goal. I feel like it is a responsibility to you and everybody that came before you to be happy. It's your responsibility. Be happy.
Yay.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
That's an amazing line.
I have nothing more to add to that.
Okay, so this was like such a deep little convo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abhi chodo. Abhi now we will do something funny. Pick up.
Okay.
Is this funny, Anvi?
No, I think.
Remember for non-board exams, ask. So the thing is that for board exams, which is 10th grade and 12th grade, you already get detailed syllabus on their website. So I would always recommend that for anything that you want to study for both the boards, you should open the syllabus and be like, if you're studying a chapter, say I'm science chapter, acids and bases, random. Usme there's like identifying different acids and bases. You're like, do I know this heading? If there is this particular heading in the book and you go read it, you're like, okay, now I'm done with one topic in this chapter.
Right.
Once you're done with all the topics in the syllabus, you know exactly that you've finished the entire syllabus of that particular chapter. So just like having a detailed syllabus usually helps. Now, unfortunately for us, CBSE releases these detailed syllabus for all classes. But because schools don't have to comply with these syllabuses, I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, like, plural of syllabus, but they don't have to comply with these guidelines because they have in-school exams. So for non-board exams, I would encourage you to pester your teacher to be like, abe,
what is
give me
syllabus?
Detailed syllabus. Give me right now. I will call you peasant.
Yes.
Give me syllabus.
Because this happened in our psychology final for 11th grade. Because 11th grade is usually like in school exams. Like there's no board involved in it. So ma'am sent us, because there was a lot of topics deleted within the chapter. And both of, like all of us were confused. So she sent us this whole list. Ki, okay, this is what it is. These are the page numbers which are deleted. These are the topics which are coming. So it helped a lot.
Nice. So just like ask for the syllabus.
Yes. Okay, right. We have last chit.
Yay, last chit.
Build a de-stress routine that's unique to you.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yes, this is also something.
Use Britney Spears body shower gel.
So this can be regard. Okay, so this means two things for me personally. One is when I am going through anxieties, like, you know, just before the exam, 10 minutes before, I'm just like shaking. My heart's beating fast, whatever. Have like a de-stress routine which you have tried and you know works for you, because you'll just have to try on different things. So what I have mastered is this breathing routine I have, which is like, you know, take a deep breath for 4 seconds, hold it for six. Release it for four, and then it changes as your situation demands. That is one thing. Other than that, these little breaks that you take, usually I use them to, you know, either I go around walking in like in a park, listening to music, or, you know, lighting up a candle, going, eating stuff I like.
Wait, I will interject you right here.
Yes.
Lighting up a candle, vanilla bean
Noel. Vanilla bean Noel. Yes. Like, just like create a regime for yourself. Just don't do what I do, because what I do might not be helpful for you. So just build up your own routine. There's so many ideas you can find on like Pinterest, like YouTube,
do something
Instagram.
Aesthetic, man.
Do something aesthetic.
Because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it. Do something which pleases you. I don't care. It can be weird. Go watch like crime documentaries to de-stress yourself.
Do something
unique.
As a science student, Ayush, do you have a de-stress routine, or you're just like, I live off of stress?
Probably the second. I mean, I don't really get...
Probably the second.
I mean, I don't really get stressed. I mean, for me, taking stress is self a de-stress routine. I'm always on a break.
Wow,
I'm like,
okay.
Thoda
unhealthy behavior is
unhealthy.
Because a lot of times I do, like when I'm pressurized to do something, it puts me into this hyper work mode, which works. But other than after the work is complete, I need like a de-stress routine.
You feel drained,
no?
Yes. You're just like, I feel like Red Bull now.
Yeah, prepare a routine to just chill.
Nice. Just put yourself in a freezer. Yeah. Just chill. Katrina Kaif. Okay. I will always find an excuse to insert Katrina Kaif in case that hasn't already been noticed. It's idle, man. Honestly, last tip, unofficial. Watch Katrina Kaif videos.
That's so wrong.
That's wrong.
No, no. I mean it in the most wrong way possible.
Okay, that's your de-stress routine.
Okay, that's your de-stress routine.
And I'm gonna adopt
you
it now.
You do you, Anuja.
Yeah, man.
Such turkeys I have on my podcast.
My unique de-stress routine, and we should be proud of me instead of taunting.
Okay, I am proud of you.
I am very proud of you. I'm gonna adopt that now.
Thank you. See, some appreciation in
okay,
this.
Okay, I am proud of you too.
Okay.
Formality.
On the mic,
shut
I know
up.
You have to
okay.
fake it.
No,
after mic,
up.
I know what you're gonna say to me.
I already said it on the mic.
Achha.
I'm just accepting it now.
Achha, okay.
Well, I think that...
That is it. That is all the tips we had.
Because we're trying to keep our episodes short, because a lot of people are like, we can't listen to half an hour episodes.
Which
we
is shame on you,
which
peasants.
Where is your dedication, man?
Where is your teenage fan base, ethic, moral code, values? Where is it? You're supposed to be dedicated fans, man. In any case, but you know, we have to listen to you because, you know, obligations. Mm-hmm.
Audience Bhagwan hota hai.
We don't believe in that.
Atheist. See, we're narcissists.
No, we're atheists.
Okay, everyone has their own viewpoint of this. Anyway.
So, we decided to keep it short, and this is it. This is all we had to say today. And we'll be taking your leave now. Bye, peasants.
Bye.
Peace out.